Rory McIlroy is evidently your new hero.
Oh, yeah, and he just kept going today.
No. You know what? See, don't get too carried away. I mean, Rory McIlroy, you know what's great about Rory McIlroy? Is that he makes his points, but does it with incredible class. In other words, he doesn't go out... Rory McIlroy does not go out there swinging at people. Now, remember, we had McIlroy on the show, what, 2016 we had him on the show?
That's right. Right?
And he just has a way of expressing himself where, yeah, he makes his point, but he doesn't do it with a baseball bat. You know? But he makes his point. Now, Koepka's a little more, not as subtle. How about, okay? Koepka's not as subtle. He made his points with less subtlety today about this. I think somewhere along the line, and there's going to have to be some sort of peace between these two, and I think it's the PGA Tour can make its stand, but I think that the best question Rory got today is that years ago, and several people have done this. Look, Sergio Garcia did it, Poulter did it, Colin Montgomery did it, Rory McIlroy has done it. And a long list of guys, you know, Tyrell Hatton has done it, Victor Hovland's done it. Guess what? What aren't they playing? Let me ask you, what aren't they playing? None of them are playing the European Tour regular. And that was, and I got to give credit, you're like, what's the difference? And as Rory pointed out, he says, you know, the three of the four majors are here. He said, you know, the best players are here and so forth. But it comes down to the Ryder Cup. Of course, he plays for Europe. But these guys have either left the European Tour. Every once in a while, they get an exemption to go over and play. And they're allowed to do it. Why is that okay?
Because they've had that agreement.
Right. And that's what these two sides have to do. They have to come to an agreement. That's the difference. Now, the question is whether Greg Norman wants to come to an agreement. He may not want to. So, I mean, that's where it stands. I mean, I'm just saying, there have been some good questions. And now now they'll play. What I found interesting, for example, is who didn't have a press conference. See, Phil Mickelson, for whatever you want to say about what he stood up there for 30 minutes yesterday and took questions. Where was Dustin Johnson's press conference? He's a U.S. Open champ. Where was Bryson DeChambeau's press conference? He won the U.S. Open 2 years ago. Where are their press conferences? See, the thing that the PGA Tour needs to worry about is not Phil Mickelson or Ian Poulter or Sergio Garcia or Lee Westwood going to play LIV. They have to worry about Patrick Reed, Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson, guys who are in the prime of their careers going to play LIV and not playing the PGA Tour. See, that's what they need to worry about. Are there going to be more, quote, defections? That's a bigger issue than whether the older players go to play it. Because the older players, like being there, like, the field up because they're popular with the fans. And they've won before and won recently, by the way. I mean, the last seven majors. Eight majors. Okay, three of the eight have been won by LIV players. You know that, right?
Yeah.
DeChambeau, Johnson, and Mickelson. Okay.